Good evening, y'all, and welcome back to the PHP News here on the BBS Radio and TV Network, as well as Rumble. That's right. So I am your host, Jess Jody, and I want to thank you all first for being here tonight, as our country is in dire need of every American's support. Our current situation has really nothing to do with party at this time. Whether you're right or you're left or you're liberal or you just don't care, that is not my objective or my teams of the night. It is just really about humanity. The whole movement has become about humanity. And we are all God's people walking God's earth. That is what I'd like to stress first. And I've brought some of my team together. That's right. They are fabulous. And we're going to kind of walk that path of faith with you guys as we discuss what has happened over the last few days. I guess what I can say is that it's been very emotional learning about the breaking news and the attempted assassination of President Trump. During that time, it took place in Butler, Pennsylvania at the rally. And as you well know, it has been a very disturbing time for our country. So let's get some of our team here. Right now, I have Scott, that's right, Live Free, is here from the 40,000-foot view. I have Scott Zimmerman, a.k.a. Bear the Parade, is here from Magazine. And you can view their works here on their channel and on their social media. And I will be sure to put those links down below. And they will also tell you where to find them later. So let's get them on in here. And maybe later Fitz will show up. We'll see how this all rolls. Hey, Live Free is here. And here comes Scott Zimmerman is here. Welcome, guys. How are we doing today?
Mr. Beer, go first, please.
Sure, age before beauty. I'm doing well. I'm just happy to be here. Give me any opportunity to talk about God, and I'm all in. So let's go.
Amen. How about you, Live Free? How are you doing today? Before we start to get into, you know, all of this footage and really break it down from the beginning to the end, how are you feeling?
I had a rough day yesterday, you know, limited amount of sleep last night, but gotten more clarity today and understand that what our job is here. So I'm happy to do what I need to do to help everybody move forward and look at things in a positive light and come together.
Amen. I'd like to say before we get into any of this hard stuff to watch, God bless President Donald Trump. God bless him. And we'll discuss this as time goes on. Now, whew, you guys, I got a lot of stuff. We got a lot to cover, so I ain't going to waste any time. We're going to give the people what they want, and we're going to start with the full video. We're going to go backstage video after that, thanks to Mary. That is right. Our Mary Fabulous Frost has been researching all day along with Heidi 07. You guys know Heidi, and they have done a fantastic job helping put this content together. So I want to say thank you to both of them as well as Magazine, because Mary is with Scott and Magazine and PHP. And I just want to tell you, thank you, Mary. We appreciate you. So here we go. Let's start with the full video. Okay. Now, I guess before I do that, I should probably announce where I was. I don't know. I think I know you guys were all kind of together at some point. I wasn't around and I missed a lot of this and I got the call. I was actually on my very first date with my husband in a very long time. And we were given tickets to go see Chris Stapleton and George Strait. So the news came through at a really strange time for us. And I wasn't able to get all this footage. So my reaction to some of it will be for the very first time. I have seen the full video, however. So I'm going to unroll this with you guys. Forgive me if I start all the crying, because you know what happens. Yeah. Just can't hold it back. Here we go.
Said, take a look what happened.
Move!
Okay. All right. We're going to look at some other angles here before we break this down. Let's go to the back angle really quick. But I will say what bothers me the most before anything is really the screaming of the fear of the crowd of the unknown, right? The unknown when you're in an environment like that. And I've been to many without fear. So I would never have fear to go again either. How, you know, that protection factor and prayer is another ball game, I think. And I think that stems from faith. But the crowd bothered me, you guys. Did that affect you when you heard that? Like, that's what I heard. I heard the crowd and I went, ah, the crowd, the kids, the families. That's what I heard. Okay.
Mr. Beer.
They're just trying to, keep us in our level one thinking of fear and anxiety, which lowers our vibration and also makes it easier to keep us separated from each other. That's the thing they are fearing most, is we start living in light and love and being together. And that's what they fear most. So I'm not going to allow them to take my vibration. Not in a million years.
Good for you. Me neither.
Can't have it. Off limits.
Well, since then, a lot's transpired. Let's take a look at this back angle. I want to see if it'll let me go to, it never does this when I screen share and it drives me crazy, but some videos are made for mobile. So they're upright if you miss some of this, but this is a back angle of a crowd member, someone at the rally. And it's a little bit different of a take.
Probably 20 million people. And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that's sad, take a look at what happened.
I'm so shocked by the presence of phones and cameras watching this occur as a mom in the audience or anything. You know, people really like still grabbed phones and were like, boom, you know, like back into the video mode. And it's really hard to watch, to be honest with you, for me. And I have this overlay. Check it out, you guys. If you can see this, or if not, and you're on radio, this will be one video you're going to want to actually see versus the radio version. There's a lot of visual content in this episode. Now, this is supposedly a shot, and you can see, if you zoom in, I can't do that for you. I can maybe make this bigger like that and put us on the side. Now, if you see, you can see like this thing there, right? Now, as a wife of a SWAT team member, I can tell you that is what it looks like. That is what it looks like when you see footage and evidence of photos during a live gun shooting. So that's shocking to me. Shocking. I don't know how to get out of this. How do I get out? I need a producer. Lord help us all. There we go. So we'll go ahead and get off of there. And I'm going to go ahead and just show you guys some overlays really quick because our discussion is going to get deep. I have a photo that is not out there very much. This one actually is the one that kind of bothers me. When he's down on the ground, you can see Secret Service foot. You can see a look of distress. This shot does bother me. You can see that it means everything to him to get up with this next shot and show everyone that he is alive. I mean, warrior mode from our president at this moment. And this will be a historical photo for the rest of our lives. And as far as we can imagine, This will be something that is.
There's no way they would have left him exposed like that. Not possible.
I was very scared about that, and he kept trying to jump like out of them, and you can see them covering him. It bothered me. And he's saying, "Let me get my shoes." I'm like, "No, no, no! You just get out of there." So I feel you on that. That did bother me. So as we know, this is where we're at right now.
There's been a couple of things in the Great Awakening. When I looked at them, I go, that makes no sense. One was with my background in the military, I know that there are certain things that are practiced so many times, you're unconsciously competent. One is a proper funeral. And I remember that were those wrinkled flags on that casket for No Name and George Herbert Walker Bush. That never happens by accident. Those flags are ironed a million times and they're flawless. But it didn't happen. What I watched last night just doesn't sit with me. It makes no sense. You have any idea how often those people practice an event exactly like that? That guy would have been off that stage in 3 to 5 seconds. Gone. Covered, gone, never exposed. It took, what, 30 seconds? Are you kidding me? The guy was exposed. That never happens. Something's weird. I'm just willing to at least talk about it.
I'm not afraid to say that we don't know what happened.
No. I posted that on my Twitter account.
And here's why. Here's why. That bullet photo. So I'm watching that, and we're watching all this information be shared. And the pick of the bullet, supposedly that line coming towards him, was coming from the right in the photo. No matter which way you mirror that, you can tell which way he was on stage. So that has him continuously watching the screen instead of him towards the left. And that usually doesn't happen because he doesn't always look at that screen. But what they're saying about the shooter being on top of the building is to the side that Trump is looking at the pit. So there's a barn behind him as well that's being kind of left out of the shot. And you can Google Earth that. So I'm not afraid to say we don't know what happened. And I'm not afraid to say that we don't know if there was multiple shots that were fired in different directions. And, there's so much information that's being detained and so much information that is being misled. Mm-hmm. It's hard to say at this point. And as truth seekers, we want to know. But then we have the weirdo that came out, right? How about that guy? You know which one I'm talking about? We have his clip. The weirdo that says, hey, guess what? You got the wrong guy. I'm him.
What is that? That's some guy trying to troll because he's a leftist lunatic and he wanted to go and make fun of the situation that should not have any humor attached to it at all. He knows that he looked like the person that the FBI was saying the shooter was. So he made a post, said, hey, I'm so-and-so. I hate Trump. I hate Republicans. And you got the wrong guy. But it's just some guy being stupid.
The bottom line is we are a nation now grieving. We are grieving. People are freaked out. And I have a lot of footage of people standing and waving flags and, you know, all night last night and all day today and pulling and uniting new people into the movement. And the left saying, oh, great. Look at now. They won. Hello. Let's talk about humanity. Regardless, there's another loss of a life as we know it there right now. So maybe we'll jump to him, which is the fireman, right? I'm going to screen share over to who he is really quick so others can kind of, you know, get a grip on this. And this is, you know, they're raising money for the people that were injured there. And you guys can do that on True Social. Check out the post by Dan Scavino, as well as President Trump and I'm not sure else who has shared it, but they're over there and, you know, you can talk about those families with them if you feel the need to donate to some of the injured as well. There's a few injured. So right here, this is the man who was killed at Trump's Pennsylvania rally. He's been identified as the former fire chief for Buffalo Township, Corey Comparatore. I might be saying that wrong. They're saying rest in peace. His last act on the planet was shielding his daughter from the bullets. Now, this is posted by Colin Rugg. The Pennsylvania Trump rally claimed the life of my brother. It looks like he posted on this. He was a hero that shielded his daughter. His wife and girls just lived through the unthinkable and unimaginable. And his sister pointed that out on Facebook. He had just turned 50 years old. He had a lot of life to live. And this appears to be him with his 20-year-old daughter. God bless them. And all I can say about this instance is there is always a hero at the end of every tragedy. And he appears to be the one that quite possibly did take the bullet. And I'm very sorry to hear that.
I'm going to jump in, Jody, if you don't mind.
Please do. Please do.
First off, Lord be with that family and that man's soul. But that man, he died a hero's death. He died. You don't build your treasures here on earth. You build them in heaven. And what he did was the most selfless act that anybody could do. Is he gave his life shielding, protecting the people that he loves to make sure that they were safe. And there's no more honorable way to go out than what he did. And God bless him. And, you know, God bless the souls who were injured there and the souls who had to go through all these things. It was an awful situation. And God was obviously with President Trump, and God was obviously with the people, because several shots rang out. You saw one in that video you played earlier. If those with an astute eye probably saw that the man left that was holding the sign up, it got hit and the hydraulic fluid shot out of it and it went down. So that's one bullet that did not hit a person. There's other bullets that didn't hit people. Unfortunately, a couple were hit, President Trump being one of them. There were a couple other people hit and one of them passed away. It's an awful situation. But at the same time, not to make lighthearted of the situation, I wanted to comment about the MAGA crowd. You know, if you look at like these concerts that have a shooting or an event that has a shooting, let's go back to Las Vegas or any event that you might want to pick out. There's always a stampede of people panicking and freaking out, not knowing what to do. And they just run over each other. And there's more injuries from the stampede and the panic than anything else. But we've got the most educated voter base in the world with MAGA, because they're there. They saw it. They stayed level-headed. They did not create a panic, and they allowed the Secret Service and the others that were there to protect the president the room and the space to do what they needed to do. And I'm honored to be a part of that group that kept a level head in the middle of all of this. It's a shame what happened, but man, it's powerful. Fitz, you got your mic on, bro.
Sorry. Hey. Hi, Fitz. Sorry, Scott. You are absolutely correct. And I think it's really important that we remember that, you know, moving forward. Panic. Fitz, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good to see all you guys together. This is awesome. And I'm just picking up a little late here, but just heard what Scott said and agree 100%, because there's always a secondary thing that happens with these kinds of incidents. First one is try to take out President Trump. Another one, get the crowd riled up and start a war. So the crowd just reacted in an amazing way.
Yeah. I'm going to show you guys something. This shot across the world, truly, no matter what, has woken the sleeping giant of the community. The ones who were like, oh, yeah, I'm voting for Trump, but I don't feel the need to run around and tell everyone, or I don't feel the need to take so much involvement. I don't need to get active. I don't need to, you know, do all these things. Yesterday, California did this. Let's get over there. I'll show you. Look at this. This was quite exciting. And Liz Crokin posted this, and I thought, this is cool. So right here, the shot around the world, she said it, has awakened the sleeping giant. This is California. Beautiful. Beautiful.
I'm so lost. I mean, how could somebody not love people that love our country and our constitution and our laws and our decency? I don't understand. It's like I've woken up in a different place. This is not making sense to me.
It's so hurtful to think that people allow hate to control killed them versus their love for their country. Let's pick somebody to hate and hate him so much, and we'll just destroy everything in front of us and where we live, you know? I mean, it's very, very hurtful. All I can say with that is, have you guys heard about the prophecy that was done 3 months ago from the prophetic speakers?
This is amazing. Yes.
Yeah. So check it out. Amanda Grace. I love her. She is a very well-spoken, godly woman. I would call her a ministry type of prophet. She speaks at all the Reawaken America tours. And 3 months ago, she did a video with some prophets who prophesized this exact event would occur. And I have the footage. We're going to play it. Take a quick 3 minutes out. And then I want all of your input on this prophecy. I'm sure it's a little different. I haven't heard the whole thing. Just uploading it, what I caught. So let's get into this and think. And as a listener today, really take into account the divine. Take into account what has occurred over the last few days versus hate and how the divine has interceded and how people have awakened as you listen to this video. So here we go. We'll take a quick little break.
Because the Lord told me, he said, I am not done with America. Amen. He said, there's going to be a new wave of patriotism coming out. And that's whenever I saw Trump and I saw the I saw a red wave coming out of Michigan. And then I saw Oklahoma and there was embers of people and they were all on these they had torches all throughout Oklahoma and they were raising up these torches that looked like fire. And they were bringing forth a new patriotism upon the nation. And it was coming, it was being birthed and it just kept spreading like fire all throughout America, all throughout. And I saw Trump rising up and then I saw an attempt on his life. This bullet flew by his ear and it came so close to his head that it busted his eardrum. And I saw, he fell to his knees during this time frame and he started worshiping the Lord. He got radically born again during this time frame. I'm talking, people say he's saved now, but he becomes really on fire for Jesus for what I saw coming. And then I saw people interceding when he, and I see him, I saw him winning the presidency through great, the Lord showed me it would go clear into the summer. Great persecution would come on him through the judges and through the law and all these people trying to sue him and all this stuff. But there would be a stop to it and there things would start to break free come toward the fall. And then I saw him winning the election through the Patriots coming out and voting. And then there will be a great economy crash. Yeah. I saw they had a great economy plan, a crash. Yeah. Worse than the Great Depression. And the Lord warned me about this. It would be a great dark time. But I saw paddles coming upon America's soil, like a shocking of the soil. And I saw Donald Trump praying in the office of the Oval Office. And he was weeping before the Lord with his hands on his head like this, but he was weeping. And there was ministers and people. I don't know if they were senators or Congress people or whatever. I just saw them pacing and back and forth inside of the White House, and sorry, what is the White House, but it's the Oval Office. Yeah. And they were interceding all inside there. And I could feel the presence of the Lord so strong on this. And then I could see that darkness that was the heaviness upon America with the financial crisis of what I saw coming. It started to lift above the trees and I saw the blue and the things coming back out and the green times and the good times coming back again. But the Lord said it would be forth a time of a season of a shaking, and it would be a shakening to awaken. And in this, basically that he was not done with America. There would be a great revival come and it's not all doom and gloom. That's what he said. The sky's not falling. It's just a time of, it's like people would say, this is judgment. And the Lord said, do not call this judgment. It's not my judgment. It's a correction.
Wow. Right?
Wow.
So that was 3 months ago, first week of April. What are you guys' opinions on prophecies with the Lord, I know visions are different. I've had them. It's completely different than a prophecy. I can have a vision that happens, or a vision that would be something that would alert you to harm, right? Now, here's what I can say, no matter what. No matter what, any angle you look at what happened, it can't be planned. The Lord doesn't always reveal the plan. That part can't be planned, no which way whatsoever, because the way that you look at it when you hear a prophecy of 3 months ago, and you know, he's not the only one. There's many that have prophesied the attempted assassinations, right down to losing the ear, okay? When it's prophesied in such a way and then occurs within a crowd, we have to remember that God laid his hands upon all who were there, all who were abiding by the book of God, right? The Lord from within, our Jesus. I needed more Jesus today. Fitz, I'm rocking your Jesus. You know, I need him on my back. I'm going to show him later. And this is my, like, amazing thing that Fitz made me. It has art on the back of Christ. And I really needed to feel covered in that today, because where we're headed is a faith-driven conversation. There is no way you can be at this stage of the movement and as deep as we are and not have faith. I don't know anybody who isn't. Anyone.
Yeah.
And you can say what you want, MAGA this, MAGA that. If you don't want a great country, there's clearly something wrong with you, or you're working for the other side, in my honest opinion. Okay. So with that being said, what do you think about the prophecy, guys? Live free, you first.
I'll jump right on in on that. First off, I'll rewind a little bit. And when I was younger, a little more stubborn, maybe, you know, whatever you want to call it, I looked at people who did these prophecies and I'm like, man, what are they talking about? You know, that's some pretty wild stuff over there. I don't know about all that. But as this movement has progressed and it's brought me closer to God, and it's actually gotten me saved and born again, I'm on a constant search to try to get closer and closer to God. But these prophecies, the way I see them, and I've gotten a strong belief in them through watching people like Kim Clement and her father and others that are doing these exact same things, I've gotten this view of them as kind of like a future proves past type thing for me. So when you have someone comes out like this gentleman with a prophecy that President Trump will be shot in the ear, he says it very clearly. And the other things that he said, which I'll touch on in just a second. And he says this to all these people, and there's evidence of, there's a record of him saying it. And then it happens, and it's exactly what he says. At that point, it brings relevance to God, and it's a proof to everybody. Hey, I'm real. I'm still here with you, and I'm talking to you. I'm showing you that I'm real, and it's time to get ready, and it's time to wake up. You know, this guy, he made some pretty impressive predictions, but one of the things he brought up was Oklahoma. He saw torches, and he saw, like, embers, and it was like a fire that spread through America. You know, that to me is like a revival. It's like a passion in the people that we've already seen. You know, you got Americans and citizens across this world, you know, humanity. They've seen the manipulation that's been used against us to gain a control over us, to keep us down, basically, and to empower others and keep us to a point to where we can't be empowered. And that's not freedom. And that's not what God intended. You know, so then I'm gonna wrap this up as fast as I can. Forgive me. I like to ramble, but what's happened is people have started waking up. That's the embers, you know, and it's spread across this nation, and people are getting fired up, you know. And then all of a sudden he has the image of Trump being shot and the ear going so close it hits him in the ear, and he's got a hole in his ear. And then he drops down and he says he's got a vision of Trump fiercely praying to God. And if you would not mind, would you do me a favor, Jody, and that first picture you pulled up, and it was Trump bent over in the huddle during the shooting. You know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That just falls in perfectly. What did that guy say? Look at President Trump. That is a fierce conversation with God right now. God, you stick with me. I'm going to stick with you, and we're going to bring a revival across this nation. That's probably the most real conversation he's ever had with Jesus right there. And that man just called it like you wouldn't believe. on that prophecy. So if you're not believing in prophecies and you're questioning these things, you know, maybe you should question what you've been believing, because that man just called it out clear as day. There's no getting around it. That was 3 months ago. He called out this exact moment. He called out Trump, getting, you know, praying to God, and look at this image. And then, you know, you move forward past that, and, you know, he says the economy is going to crash. Well, I can see that. Look where we're headed right now. Look what they've done to the border and all these other places. And look at BRICS nations building and all these other things that are happening. I mean, there's a lot coming up. But then the thing that got me the most is when he talked about the paddles. You know, he talked about the Trump pacing back and forth, and they hit the paddles. To me, that is like the shock that is going to bring the full revival of, you know, Jesus Christ back into this nation. And at that point, they can't take anything from us, no matter what they do, and they can't make anybody scared ever again. I'm going to shut up now, but that's my views on prophecy.
Please don't shut up. And that was amazing. Totally over the target. All right, Bear, what you think? What you think, Scott Zimmerman?
I don't think it's a coincidence, the first thing out of his mouth after having a little word with God, and God gave him one word, fight. That's what we're supposed to do. This is, I think, the lesson we're all being taught, which is, okay, it's been enough to be these digital warriors, these little keyboard soldiers. But at the end of the day, we got to get out there and we got to protect our Constitution. We got to vote. We got to drag people out of their houses and say, come vote with you. Come on out. The gas is on me. Let's go. You got nothing better to do on Tuesday. Let's just go make a difference. At the end of the day, we just got to go make a difference. We got to get involved locally. You got to run for your, like, you know, for your school board. You got to run, you know, be a, like a council person, and just go make a difference. That's all.
Right.
And, you know, what's changed for me in 8 years was I used to think that I wouldn't make a difference at all. That's why I had no interest in politics, because I thought, you know, our government was like this giant aircraft carrier, huge, so way too many, way too bloated. And then I'm like, well, what do you want to do? Go vote? Like, that's going to make a difference? Well, you know what? I'm starting to learn that we're all making a difference. That was the purpose of the exercise, was to wake us up and get us active, get us off our butts and go do something. So for all of you listening to this right now, I would just beg you, go to bed early tonight and wake up early and just ask yourself, what am I good at? What am I supposed to do? What was I built to do? For me, I wouldn't serve very well in politics because I don't work well on committees. I just like getting stuff done. But you know what I am really good at? I'm good at getting other people elected. So I decided I was going to go do that. And I've gotten somebody elected to our school board. I've gotten helped somebody get elected because I begged him and then put my foot up his butt. And now my councilman is my councilman, my guy. So at least in my little town, we have now flipped our local school board to conservative. And it's now transparent. So we can see the crap that we thought they were going to put in our kids' heads. But now we can look. So just get active. Go.
Get active. That's what it's about. And yeah, that's what happened. A lot of people just said, boom. Oh my gosh. They're going to try to kill him. You know, like hearing about all the other assassination attempts wasn't enough. All these people that need to see. What did you think of the prophecies, F. Simon?
So, yeah, I can relate to a lot what Liv Free said. Like years ago, I would have taken that and said, this is kind of strange. I'm not really into it. Over the last few years, when we started getting together and meeting as groups and actually the Reawaken tours, that seems to be a lot of what this man was talking about. I didn't get his name. I don't know if you got it, but that the guy that prophesied this, I thought immediately of the Reawaken tours and how we do have all the pastors there. And Scott also mentioned Kim Clement, and those prophecies were amazing as well. Mm-hmm. So now I'm full into it, and I just had an awesome experience at church. And that's why I ran a little late. So I'll tell you about that on another story, but I'm actually going to be taking a big part over there as well. And every Trump rally is like, it's kind of like the Reawaken tours. It's just a shorter version of it. So these things are taking place and we could see it every day. It's just other people out there that aren't as close to it as we are, that they're welcome to join us, and they slowly will be. Another thing I was going to say, with Scott Z mentioned how they turn, how he's, the first thing he said was fight when he was down there. And as soon as you played this prophecy, I thought of the same picture that Live Free was thinking of. And that's just an amazing picture out there. But the first thing he did get up and say is fight. And of course, the left turns that around now to make it sound like he's saying it in a bad way when he's not. You know how they turn around to turn everything around. And one other piece on the revival thing, and I've played this on my show a couple of times, is Neil Diamond's Brother Loves Traveling show. And that reminds me of Trump perfectly, because he's going around the country. It's like Brother Love.
And that's good, though. That's true. There is a lot of love. And he wants, you know, well, here. Let's go. I have this thing with Boone. Boone posted today that really touched my heart. Right here, you can see Boone posted Boone Cutler. You guys should be following him on X if you're not. He's one of my favorite leaders in our movement. History will prove that at the real Donald Trump is a man president seeking and cultivating peace for the people of our planet. Even as the enemy targets him with violence. Let it be known, we the people want peace and we support him. Okay, right there you have it, said in great words from Boone. In my opinion, we can stop with all this acting like he doesn't want peace. He's literally delivering a message, and millions and millions and millions of people are behind him. And, you know, unfortunately, we have to say it's the left who can't handle that. However, we have had to stomach 4 years of an election that we didn't even believe happened, okay? So they're going to have to bite their own bullet, in my opinion. And we'll get to that, because this story is going to continue to unravel. We will get the truth. We, as MAGA, are not going to sit around and not get the truth. I promise you that. The truth will come out, and it will take more than one day or 48 hours. But we will have the truth and what happened in a very short amount of time. And that is going to take us into our next topic. What's up, Scott?
Well, yeah, I just wanted to jump in with this real quick before we get into this whole story. Scott Zimmerman, Beer at the Parade, he made a comment that, you know, 8 years ago, he felt like he couldn't make a difference. Mm-hmm. And that really resonates with me, because I think so many people felt powerless, like we couldn't make a difference 8 years ago. But the man that they took a shot at yesterday, the man that they have the audacity to have a bullet fly at his head. And then when he says, let's fight for what's right. They want to say that that's insinuating violence when somebody just shot at his head. How ridiculous are they? But you know, they want to come out and insinuate all this nonsense. But this is irrelevant. I think we're at a point now that we're done with all this. Donald Trump has shown us through his actions as a leader, lead by example, right? He's shown us how to be courageous, how to stand up against those that are against you, and how to take back, you know, what's right, what's rightfully yours, your rights, your freedoms, you know, your faith. And you know, so now, over the last 8 years, since he's shown everybody how to do this, you know, I mean, he's become more than just a man running for president. President Trump has become, he's become our hope. He really has. He's become the hope for the American people that we actually have a shot at taking this country back. And yesterday, a lot of people went through a whole lot of pain, and they, again, felt very powerless. But he stood up and he said, fight. And that put the drive right back in them. It put the power right back in them. It put the unity back in them. And they're ready to stand up and do what's right. And by the book, by the law, take this country back. You know, I always say that, you know, Trump is my president. But I mean, he's definitely our hope. You know, Jesus Christ is my savior. But Donald Trump is my president. And after yesterday, I think everybody in this country ought to realize who the right person for the job is. I'll shut up.
No.
Yes.
I'm coming from a place of, I guess, patience and hoping, because I've been watching Trump for 8 years now. And the one thing I know about that guy, he has low tolerance for bullshit. And when he's about to counterpunch, it's going to hurt way worse than you can ever imagine. That's what he does. He will never go out and attack you, but he will take it until he's done taking it. And in my heart, I watched him and he stood up. He goes, is that the best you got? Now it's my turn. You got really close, but you didn't hit me. You got really close. Now let's see what I got. And I can't wait to see what he's got, because he has been sitting on a ton of evidence and crimes, and he has been quietly biding his time. I hope he starts counterpunching, because it's going to be glorious. Oh, it's going to be awesome.
It will be beautiful to be able to defend yourself in a free country and not have a gag order placed upon you as a president of the United States or previous president of the United States, in my opinion. Yeah. Now, heading in.
Can I just say, one more thing about Boone, since you brought him up? I just wanted to add in there that, and I think we could all agree that he could probably give lessons on how to raise a child, because his son is one of the most outstanding young men I've met. He's just
exemplary. Yeah. Wade is an incredible young man, and you can tell that Boone has been present with everything in his children's life. So,
I would be remiss if I didn't jump in and just say that the people that were on the Flynn movie tour, and y'all know who you are, I love and admire you people so much. And you guys are such hardworking, decent patriots that you're the people I want to go to war with. You're the reason I would jump into a foxhole with every single one of them. Y'all know who you are.
Amen. And I will say, this. I'm going to ask y'all a question. Just give me one name. Yesterday, I'll precursor it with this. Yesterday, we could have lost the man that can save our country.
Right.
The man that millions of people believe in. The man that has woken us up to such corruption from within. If you had to choose one man to make him unattainable, unassassinationable, or however you say it, where he cannot be assassinated, that word, okay.
Unassailable.
There you go. Unassailable. Who would it be for you, Live Free?
As a vice president?
Who can make him?
General Flynn. 100%. Nobody else for me, General Flynn.
Thank you, Scott.
Well,
one person.
Oh, yeah. The one guy I would want there just for what you said would be Mike Flynn. Mm-hmm. It would be the one guy the deep state would most fear, and they would have to have a second thought. Do we really want to try to take out guy number one? Because guy number two is scarier than guy number one, and they're both scary. So.
Okay, hold it, because we're going to get to him. I want to ask you, Fitz, who would it be for you?
My first choice would be just Jody, but I would definitely go with General Flynn.
Absolutely.
General Flynn,
I get kind of fierce, but I'm going to say he's got the intelligence under control.
Come on, Fitz. What am I, chopped liver?
Fitz, I got a little brown spot on your nose. Jiu-Jitsu days over here. Jiu-Jitsu's coming out.
Can you imagine Jody and beer in 2028? I would so be your perfect VP.
That'd be so fun.
Who's going to report the news at that point? We need y'all.
I know, right?
Oh, Kitey.
Now, I'm going to say 100% unequivocally, General Michael Flynn is the only man who has enough experience, intelligence, and backing to do so to be able to make him unreachable to people who want to take him out. But and so, if you think about a divine intervention, we've sat with this man. You guys know him. You've met him. And you guys, you know, we work with the Flynn team too. And we love them all immensely for a reason. Because here's the thing. There's a vibrational frequency with people that is of truth, that is of God, that you cannot deny. Right. You can hear truth all day, but you don't feel it. You feel it with General Michael Flynn. Now, he put out a little post that I love, and we're going to just do an overlay on it right here. And he says, true, right? Well, what's he saying true to? He says, true to Brian Gamble, who says, we are justified in questioning everyone involved who was responsible for protecting President Trump. He also agreed that Elon Musk put out a post saying, hey, they got to go. Secret Service heads need to be fired immediately today. We look at the videos of the real heroes, and it's beautiful, and I will play that here in a second. However, I have a problem with it. I've watched perimeters being set up for years when you have somebody involved with SWAT commands and different you know, law enforcement tactics through the years or military experience, you know how a perimeter is set up. And there is nobody 150 to 300 yards away from you. If there is another building, it is occupied by one source only, and that is either the military or the Secret Service. Yep. So whoever reported him and the police didn't listen, bullcock money. Okay, because the police aren't going to know. City police aren't going to have the Secret Service on the radio. So how Secret Service is set up, I will tell you this. They call your local department and they look for who is in charge. So it's usually going through the chief and the lieutenant. And then they say, we're coming into town. We're taking control. This is how it's being ran. And this is what we need from you. Right?
There's one thing that did not happen. And I picked up on it like that.
Mm-hmm.
If they were real and they were built like I am, nobody jumped on top of that president and covered him with their body. I would have done it without thinking. I mean, it would have been a reflex. I would have covered that man, and nobody did that. I can't wrap my brain around that.
I feel you there. I feel you. I saw what I think I saw, which was him go like that. So when he went down, they were probably like, whoa, and then you can hear shots. But here's what I want to get to on that. Watching Post Unreal, watching the world leaders. First of all, go follow General Michael Flynn. If you are not following Jen Flynn on Twitter or True Social, you are in a bad place. You need to go there and do that and learn the real truth and see the Flynn movie. You can click down below in the description box. You can watch that movie, get all things Flynn and all the information you need there. It is really, really important at this time that you trust the people President Trump trusts. If this is your president, then please pay attention to who his leaders are, who he works with. And I will get upset and angry over this. We have so many haters in the world that are trying to divide. But do not tell me he is your president and then not support the people that he has chosen to put in his cabinet and protect, okay? So with that being said, I want to take a quick look at this video, calm my little Irish hairs down for a moment, and we're going to look at Nick Sorter's post, okay? And what he said, I love that Live Free sent this to me, so I want to make sure I get it in. Which is, here are the real heroes, and there's the video here. So it's, you know, yeah, for sure. But also, the taking out shouldn't have happened.
Look, you guys shouldn't have been there.
Why is it over in this
And
time?
You know, that's a little bit old. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that's said, take a look at what happened. And you know, that's a little bit old.
Okay, that chart's a couple quick video there. It's a real quick video, but you can see that it happened very quickly once shots were relayed from another corner. If you've been to the rallies, you guys know you see them everywhere. You see the sharpshooters everywhere. And it was, to my surprise, nobody is checking a building 150 to 300 feet away. That's a problem. That's a very, very big problem.
I got a little bit to say about that.
Tell me.
So, as Beer was saying, there was some lapses in security. I've looked into this a lot, and we're going to continue going over this over the show, but I've been watching, and I don't like to jump to conclusions, and I don't like to take the first story that somebody puts out or just go with wild theories and things like this. I like to try to get my mind wrapped around what's going on pretty well before I talk about it too much. But the one thing I'm pretty certain about is it was clear to them, as we'll talk about throughout the show, that there was a shooter over there. The guy on top of the roof in that video had his sights on the shooter. And he did not shoot until that shooter took a shot at President Trump. So what I see, and we'll talk about it more throughout the show, but that I just wanted people to not miss that man had to have a stand down order and didn't do anything until shots were fired. And that's a problem. You're talking about the perimeters that are set up. There's actually waves of perimeters. They got the first perimeter, the second perimeter, third perimeter. Yeah, there's no reason that somebody should have been in there. I've gone through all the fail safes. I've looked into it, and it was an area that should have been checked out. And how he got there in the first place, we'll get into that later, but that's scary enough. But then the fact of the matter that they knew he was there, they were looking at him, and they didn't do anything until he pulled the trigger. That's a huge, huge problem.
If that sharpshooter didn't put one in that guy's ankle or put one in his hand to just end it without killing the guy is beyond me. Those guys can put one in a, and literally they could put a bullet right there anytime they want. And why he didn't just go ahead and put one in his shoulder, put one in his hand, just end it. Don't kill the guy, but make sure that it's not a threat.
Right. We want to know who he is and who he works for. I'm not convinced that he was acting alone. That is for certain. There's so many things that are going to unravel. So we can't claim to know the absolute truth. Right. I'll be really honest with the public right now. Just like you, we've been digging since it happened. And we got great research assistants here. Heidi and Mary are two of the best. And I have to tell you, the research we do and the research they do, and when you combine and decide what's going to go into your content of a show, is so important. It's more important than it's ever become. These are the people that help build your shows that literally inform the American people. And as we do that, I want to be careful with a few things, which is getting back to our faith, because I can get fired up. And when I get fired up, it's all out of love and also distress for the people that we're about to see. I have a lot of distress for what I'm going to show you, but you need to be aware that these are the type of people we are dealing with. So I'm going to do a couple of screen shares over to some very, very nasty people. Okay. And, all I can say is I've just been, since I saw it, just like, really, this is what you wish upon people here. And, let me see what I can do. All right. Here's one of them. Libs of TikTok shared this. It's looks like it's going pretty viral with 5.7 million views. And that was probably her intent, which I do want to include. Don't make this chick famous. Do not do it.
That's
just point out. Or whatever this is. Don't make this famous, okay?
It's a man, baby.
Right. What you can do is point out how horrible they are. Now, let's listen.
John Wilkes Booth, if you can hear us, if you are with us, please, please, John Wilkes Booth, if you're listening, please.
Let me get this straight. Dumbass! Have a fully reloaded shotgun, but you chose to use a one bullet.
We're not even sending our best to fucking assassinate. Because what the hell was that? Lee Harvey Oswald would never, bitch. John Wilkes Booth would never.
Today was like this close to being the best day ever.
Also, the person that at Trump at his rally was exercising that right that all those Republicans were fighting for. So can you really blame him?
John Wilkes Booth.
Okay, I can't handle that. We're going to go over to this one.
Please.
Read a shirt.
Okay, I can't handle it. We're going to pull out right now before I have an episode. So, with all the hate in the world, those are the people that would wish the same upon any of us. Because we have a right to stand up for our country and our Constitution. And we would never in a million years think about those things for them and their choice of a political opponent. So what do we do with this hate? These are the people in the Bible. Jesus says we must pray for them. We must pray for them.
I'm going to do the one thing they most fear. I'm going to love on them. It's going to drive them crazy.
Beautiful. And
I have a never ending supply of that. Sometimes I got to think about going back and getting more of it because it's not always easy. It's the right thing, which is, I refuse to let them drag me down to their vibration. So I'm just going to protect my vibration with everything I have. So I just want to be the light. I want to be the vibration. I just want to be that love. And they're not going to know what to do with me. They don't have an antidote to love and light.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to Fitz first. And then if you don't mind.
Oh, by the way, I still want to throw punch him, but. You know,
yeah,
Mr. Fitz, if you wouldn't mind going first, I'll jump in with my redneck rant afterwards.
Sure, no problem at all. But yeah, at first you got to laugh, and
And like we were saying about that first one, you can't tell what it is. Did you read the shirt, by the way? Read it when you rewind it, but that's another story. But yeah, it's a combination of mental illness and satanic. So I don't know what you do to fight that. Maybe it is love beer. I wouldn't know how. I can't imagine hugging one of them. But there are some of them that I actually do feel bad for. Like there was a couple on doing their TikTok videos or whatever, and then one I know in person was a boy that thought he was a girl, and it was almost as if he was being forced to wear a dress. And you could see it in his face that it just something was wrong with the upbringing. But these people, the guys like that aren't really satanic. These ones are just completely satanic. And what do you do with that? You can try to love them, but I don't think it's going to help. I don't know. But yeah, that's just my piece on
that. And you are correct. Satanic is the perfect word, evil. And I know that we are supposed to prey upon those people. And I will drop in their thread and take Beer's advice. And I will say, God bless you. We love you all. Love MAGA. I suggest you all do the same. Live free. What you got?
Well, I think Beer's got some really solid advice if you want to know the truth about it. But I can't quite get there without venting a little bit first. So let's vent together and let's all talk about our trauma, as Beer likes to provide a good route for people to do. Let's talk about our trauma and let's heal together. All right. What I've been watching, first and foremost, what's happened right now is a direct result of what the leadership of the opposition party has been promoting, not only for the last couple of weeks, really strong, like, but over the last several years. I'm going to go back to 2016 and just move it forward. And what we saw was a hatred for somebody, or we saw a love for a president. You know, we saw everybody who loved Donald Trump way before he's a president. He was real fancy famous for his apprentice shows and different things that he did. He was an entrepreneur, a real estate mogul and all these other things. And he was in all kind of rap songs. You know, he was the man everybody wanted to be. Everybody liked President Trump, you know, and then all of a sudden, he runs for president because he sees this country needs somebody like him to do what needs to be done to take it back. Right. He sees how bad it's become. And the people who had overtaken this country, the evil, in my opinion, that are the people who are driven by evil anyways, they did everything in their power to put a campaign out with the use of the mainstream media and anybody who had any kind of a voice in this country, whether it be a celebrity or an athlete or anything else, to turn anybody they could against President Trump. And they didn't do it by means of love or by means of showing some kind of truth that showed that he's a bad person. They did it by pure hatred. They did it by promoting anything and everything, knowing it was a lie, like the Russia Gate and the Russia dossier that we all know has been proven in court to be fake and false. They based all of this information to create court cases against people like him and President Trump to get FISA warrants, to go and spy on campaigns and to go and pick people's lives apart. And, They use manipulation through the justice system, the legal system, to attack these people, you know. And then the mainstream media came on nonstop in our ear. Orange man bad, evil this. He pees on people, which we know is a lie now, but they don't care. They'll still say it. They did nothing but turn people into a bunch of haters. They made hatred run prevalent on the other side. Right. And so what we've seen now is a side that used to be about love and used to be about freedom of speech and used to be about a lot of other things. That was the primary message on the left, right? But now that side's been overtaken by transgenderism and by a bunch of crazy confusion that is anything except for normal. And they've turned everybody into the victim. And then they've turned them into the party of hatred. If you go and look, just like the video you showed, they live their lives based on hate. They don't get up in the morning and say, I want to have a good day. They get up in the morning and say, how can I ruin somebody else's? That's not the people that I want to look up to. That's not the people that I want to raise my family to be around and have to look up to or have to share a voice with. These people are the 0.001% of the nation. They're giving a lot of voice to freaking provide nothing but hatred. And I'm sick of people living on hate. It's time to live on love, just like Beer said.
Bro, I was about to push back strongly on what you were saying until the very end. And that's when you and I find ourselves to be in violent agreement, because it's just this little tiny minority with a bullhorn. Mm-hmm. And when you said 0.0001, and I'm like, that's See, what we're being taught a lie, and the lie is there's not a lot of idiots that hate this country.
No.
And there's not a lot of idiots who join Antifa and do stupid stuff. It's a it's a very small amount of people who have the push of the mainstream media who amplifies their bullshit. There's not that many. I have no fear of taking those people down. Zero. I could text and tomorrow morning we would just go take them down. It's not a problem. There's not that many of them. It's just time. We just need to look at things and go, is that real? Because if it doesn't make sense, it's probably not real. Here's one thing I said back in 2020. Remember all those peaceful protests? Did you guys ever notice they never stayed or they never moved outside of 4 or 5 city blocks in every city? It was all contained in 4 blocks. They went and they robbed, what did they get? They got the Foot Locker and they got Verizon. In the middle of New York City, too lazy to go 3 blocks down and get Saks Fifth Avenue and Tiffany's, the diamonds. Well, you'll get sneakers and phones, but you're not going to go get like billions of dollars. Okay. That's what I thought. Maybe I'm watching the movie. I don't know.
Right. Well, what I want to say about all of it is, regardless of what they do, as God's people, that's never been our mission. Our mission is to protect our country, to protect our freedom, to guide our children in the word of God, and to be united together, to be one force. And there is no patriot above another. So, you know, that's a huge thing. And we got to get back to that. I'm going to read something from Melania Trump, just to give you an outline that she posted. We will then play a video on a 4-minute break, and we will come back to discuss the RNC and uncover some excruciating information that I have been sent. And we'll discuss that after a while. So let's do this Melania Trump thing really quick. Let me get over here, and I'm going to bring it in so I can see. So here she has dropped her letter. July 14th, Melania Trump, 2024. I am thinking of you now, my fellow Americans. We have always been a unique union. America, the fabric of our gentle nation, is tattered, but our courage and common sense must ascend and bring us back together as one. When I watched that violent bullet strike my husband, Donald, I realized my life and Barron's life were on the brink of a devastating change. I am grateful to the brave Secret Service agents and law enforcement officials who risked their own lives to protect my husband. To these families of innocent victims who are now suffering from this heinous act, I humbly offer the sincerest sympathy. Your need to summon your inner strength for such a terrible reason saddens me. A monster who recognized my husband as an inhuman political machine attempted to wring out Donald's passion, his laughter, his ingenuity, love of music and inspiration. The core facets of my husband's life, his human side, were buried below the political machine. Donald, the generous and caring man who I have been with through the best times and the worst of times. Let us not forget the differing opinions. Policy and political games are inferior to love. Our personal, structural, and life commitment until death is at serious risk. Political concepts are simple when compared to us human beings. We are all humans. I'm going to say that again. We are all humans. Yeah. And fundamentally, instinctively, we want to help one another. American politics are only one vehicle that can uplift our communities. Love, compassion, kindness, and empathy are necessities. And let us remember that when the time comes to look beyond the left and the right, beyond the red and the blue, we all come from families with passion to fight for a better life together while we are here in this earthly realm. I believe there's one more page to this. Yes, right here. In this unearthly realm, dawn is here again. Let us reunite now. the morning ascend above the hate. I gotta go up. Sorry, guys. This morning ascend above the hate, the vitriol, and the simple-minded ideas that ignite violence. We all want a world where respect is paramount, family is first, and love transcends. We can realize this world again. Each of us must demand to get it back. Mm-hmm. We must insist that respect fills the cornerstone of our relationships again. I am thinking of you, my fellow Americans. The winds of change have arrived. For those of you who cry in support, I thank you. I commend those of you who have reached out beyond the political divide. Thank you for remembering that every single politician is a man or a woman with a loving family. How beautiful is that? And
what a contrast, right? Look at the video of what they're talking about and what they're, we hate them. We need a better assassin. We got to kill. We got to kill because we live our lives based on hate. And here's Melania. Her husband just had a bullet go through, almost hit him in the head and kill him. But goes through his ear and she comes out and says, hey, you know what? Let's extend these arms. Let's come together. Let's unify and let's love. That's beautiful.
And very powerful, I must say, considering we started this video, I did tonight, with you guys saying this is about humanity. And then she touches on that. And I had not read that until just now, in case you didn't notice from my reading.
There's a reason why a woman that beautiful and that elegant.
Yeah.
And that she was never on one magazine cover. Stop and
think. The things this man has done before he was a politician are unbelievably gracious. And I know that she saw that side of him, paying off people's homes who couldn't do those things, and rescuing soldiers from overseas and flying them in on his own jets on his own dime. There's a lot of things Donald Trump has done way before he ever ran for office, just because he could afford to do it and it was the right thing
to
do.
But the media and the magazines wanted nothing to do with either of them. Nothing.
Part of what led us to where we are, because they lived so much through so much hatred, they wouldn't even put the first lady on the cover of a magazine. They wouldn't even cover her in any kind of good light at all, because of the hatred they live on. And that's part of what got us right here where we are. And that's why people are doing crazy things like shooting at a president. MAGA, they never burned down cities. MAGA never had us on the verge of World War III. MAGA never had our borders taken down and how now we're flooded with terrorist sleeper cells. And MAGA damn sure never took a shot at a president. Think about what the other side is doing. Think about what the leader of the free world, or the next leader of the free world, Donald Trump's wife, beautiful Melania Trump, just put out a message of love. They live on hate. We live on love. Think about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and close out this shooting assassination attempt of our president and move on to the RNC. But first, we're going to take a 4-minute break, and we're going to do that with Jimmy Levy. Now, those of you who watch me often, you will know that occasionally I pull this video up when needed. There's a lot of faith in this song. General Flynn even sings in the song one little line. And it's important to me that the American people grasp the concept of supporting other patriots. So I'm going to ask you guys all to go on over and check Jimmy Levy out on YouTube, Spotify, or anywhere else. And just know that he gave his entire deal up with all of the bad people in the Holly weirdo and Sony weirdo, within those record label companies, because they wanted him to do something that was absolutely not okay with him. And he decided, I'm going to sing about God. And they said, we're not really down with that. And he said, we'll see you later. And I'm going to go sing about God anyway. Yep. Check him out on TikTok and everywhere else. But we're going to go ahead. I'm going to screen share over there. Everybody take a 4-minute break and we will be back. And this is amazing to watch them perform together at the Reawaken America tour. They have actually, hosted this. And I was very gracious to ever have been introduced to it. So here we go.
But you can have our soul. You can burn down our buildings and we'll still find a home. We will all stick together and we'll never surrender. We won't give up our freedom.
There were bright lights before it all went too dark.
and their white lies, they divided our hearts. In the blink of an eye, we were all left with scars. Listen to man-made decisions, should've trusted God. You can take all our money, but you can't have our soul. You could burn down our buildings, and we'll still find a home.
We will all stick together, and we'll never surrender. We won't give up our freedom.
From the shores of California, all the way down to the Keys,
only He will bring us closer when we fall to our knees.
And He'll lift us from the ground so that everyone can see that we never lost our freedom. It's in His glory.
You can take all our money, but you can't have our soul.
You can burn down our buildings, and we'll still find a home.
We will all stick together, and we'll never surrender.
We won't give up our freedom.
Oh, oh, we are running from literal.
Yet we find nothing on either side.
We'll live in a doubt until we all just figure out that only
we are back, and that was Jimmy Levy with the song Freedom featuring a ton of patriots. You guys check him out. And one little star in that is Zoe Levy, you guys. That is his sister, and she is amazing. Her voice is incredible, and I actually follow her on TikTok. Check her out. That's right, y'all. All right, now let's get into some real digs before we go today, okay? I got some real digs for everyone listening today, you guys. Are you ready to break it down with me? Regarding the RNC. So I have some concerns, and I am fearless regarding going. Okay. If I was going, I would still be fearless as someone who is covered in the armor of God. However, that does not mean they're not going to make it difficult for us, right? So let's just raise some awareness for what to look forward to. I'm going to show you guys some stuff. Now, first of all, I want to shout out to my good friend, Patriot Mike, from the Conservative Patriot Nation Network. You guys can find him on Telegram. he alerted me yesterday, and I was getting, you know, ready and was able to deliver the information. So there's no better than, you know, time than today while we're live to discuss this. He is from Wisconsin, very familiar with Milwaukee. And my concern was originally that it was in Milwaukee. We know that that is not a red area. So RNC is typically, I don't know, held in states that are, you know, willing to host you. I don't know how this whole thing works. However, we do need to target our other states that need to be included, like, you know, the blue states that are having a hard time seeing what we see with our world. You know, it's no secret that many of us were Democrats. I mean, I grew up that way. What changed me was truth, right? So let's talk about it. I'm going to pull up some screen shares and you guys are going to jump in whenever you want. I'm going to hit it first with a post that was put out. And this is the RNC. Dan Emmons put this out. Trump convention in Milwaukee, security perimeter measures already going into effect. National Guard has been staked out at the state fair park nearby, security checkpoints all around the convention zones. And as you can see, it's looking all great. All right, sounds good. Now, I want to go on over here real quick. We're going to get on over into a different tab. Can you guys see it?
Yep. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Let's talk about the Reverend Al Sharpton. Okay. If you've ever heard him speak.
Sharp tongue.
Sharp tongue. That's right. Now, local religious leaders to rally against white Christian nationalism ahead of the RNC. This is literally in the Milwaukee Journal. Okay.
I don't mind being white, but I don't have no problem telling people I'm a Christian. I love this country. I'm good with that. I'm good with both of those things.
Thank you. Here's my problem. It's all pointing in a direction that something that already happened in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Remember him, George Floyd? You remember? Yeah. And remember what we found out about George Floyd? These are the same people that rallied for this. This Al Sharpton. That's his new name, Fitz. Sharpton. You know, I can't say a reverend induces hate, so I really can't address him.
If anybody has dodged tax issues for 50 years, it's that one guy. I don't know how he got away with it, but
yeah, he's the real bad example of everything.
Here's what he's doing. If you notice, he's taking longtime civil rights activists and faith leaders and pulling them together to speak out against the white Christian nationalism one day before the Republican National Convention.
Well, I got news for you. I couldn't pick my skin color because when I was born, my melatonin was whatever it was. But I have picked Christian and I have picked nationalism. So you and I got a problem, pal. It has nothing to do with me being white.
Thank you. Because I have black friends and biracial family. I have no problem with any of the black people I've ever known in my life. I love them just as I would love anybody else. So it's ridiculous the divide that he causes by using our race against us. It's not our fault we were born this way.
He's made a living off of hate and division. Like you just said, he divides. It's all he's made his living on all these years.
Well, here's what he's claiming. He's doing a We All Belong campaign. We all belong. And he held this today from 2 to 6 at the University of Wisconsin. All right. So he was pulling people together for that, but we're not finished yet, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go on over to another tab. Al Sharpton to deliver eulogy for the black man who died after being held down for Milwaukee hotel guards. So he did this right prior to pulling people together and claimed that he was held down, even though we know the truth, that's not what occurred. That man OD'd on his own rights. He was full of drugs. Go ahead and read the report. You can look up the death certificate if you want. It's all public. Go for it. Look at those police reports. Those are public if you want. So now Where I'm going to get concerned for the American people that are going to the RNC and a lot of our good friends that are going to be there is the people that he is rallying together are of Black Lives Matter. They are of other gang members. And this is a well-known thing throughout Milwaukee to be there tomorrow.
As Judge, people, may I?
Please come in.
All right. So I'm going to start with this. I don't like to call names. I don't like to throw accusations. I like to try to bring people together. But what Al Sharpton is, or Sharp Tongue, forgive me, what he is, and I like Sharp Tongue because he cuts people and divides them. He is nothing less than a race pimp. He takes and gets people worked up based on the color of their skin and turns them against people with other color skin to try to create division. And he's used this his whole entire career. And what he's doing now is he's taking, all right, now I'm going to jump into BLM. There's a lot of good people that joined BLM. All right. They joined up because they felt like, unfortunately, a lot of it was because of what people like this race pimp has done. But at the same time, there is actually a lot of things that, you know, the Black community has to, they have a leg to stand on things that, you know, they've been screwed over in their lives. And I get that, you know, I really do. But Black Lives Matter actually had a lot of people that joined up for the right reasons to try to empower their community. I get that. And I respect that. But unfortunately, there's these people that like to fund these movements through things like Act Blue and other things. And they funded Antifa and Black Lives Matter, and they brought them into one. And that created the Summer of Love of 2020, which was nothing to do with love. It was all hatred, and it was burning down cities. And people like this are the men who incite these riots. These are the ones who go and work people up, and they get people so mad that they're living their lives based on hatred. There we go with that again, right? And they go out and they create riots. Now, what Jody's bringing up is a very important point. You've got somebody who's made a career out of dividing people, out of working people up, out of ensuing riots, if you ask me. You got this person who's in front of this convention, and he's trying to rally the troops. Now, what Jody's bringing up is what I call a big-time security threat. President Trump just had a bullet shot at him. Now, what Jody's bringing up now is that they're doing lackadaisical security measures to give them the opportunity, and we're going to get into that, to get even closer to President Trump. So if you thought that this first attempt at President Trump was it, guess what? They're trying to provide, in my opinion, more and more avenues to make it happen because they have to get rid of him before this election. That's why it's so important to us to pay attention and realize what's going on. With that said, I'm going to stop on this. I just want everybody to realize what Al Sharpton is and what he does and what his intentions are.
So now, I'm going to grab the baton from the redneck rant, and I'm going to finish this thing properly.
Go ahead.
Let's hear it, Mayor.
I am going to emasculate Al Sharpton right now in one way that he's going to hate. Lord, Father, God, lay your hand on Al Sharpton's heart. Let him repent. Let him turn around. Let him find your son. Please, I sure hope so before it's too late for him, because he's probably a good guy who's lost his way. And so I'm just going to keep rooting for him. I'm going to keep loving on him, and I'm just going to keep sending good things his way. And that's really going to piss him off. So make sure that it's coming from Beer at the Parade. And tell Al I said, eat a bag of dick. Love you.
And amen. And here's why.
I almost made it through. I almost made it through. I was close.
You almost got it. But here's my other concern, you guys. We have a lot of people going there that we love, that we know. We have a lot of congressmen going, a lot of senators that are newly, you know, people that are all surrounding the movement with love for real, that are God's people, that are wearing the armor of God. Yeah. And with that being said, I have to say on June 24th, they put out this article, and it was very disturbing that not many knew about it. And I'm bringing it to the attention as an awareness that the RNC protesters, today is the day that it started, were holding a bail fund. That's right. You heard me. Bail fund benefit, a concert benefit before the convention ends. Now, Milwaukee, with less than 1 month, because remember, this was wrote back in June before the Republican National Convention begins, protesters are planning a concert to help bail out those who are detained by the police. Thousands of protesters are expected to march on the first day of the convention through downtown Milwaukee. And before that, they will gather at the Cooperage for a benefit concert. And you can get on and say, oh, we don't expect anything or this and that. Well, we didn't expect yesterday for you to try to assassinate a man of God who literally held the Bible up in front of a church that you attempted to burn down in your movement. So with that being said, I'm going to clear those screen shares out and just say we are looking at another very scary week that needs to be covered in prayer across the world, not just America. So I'm going to talk right now to our global patriots. Thank you, first of all, for all of your support. It has been the most eye-opening experience to be able to give this, be given this seat, this platform with these men, to be able to say to the world that we do need your prayer. America needs your prayer. Please cover the RNC this week, as President Trump will not delay. If you guys saw his post today, he said, I will not delay this. We're going to not let a shooting interrupt where I'm headed next. And that's to the RNC. And he was going to be there by 3:30. Is that today or tomorrow? Because I've lost the schedule already.
Tomorrow.
But he was still going tomorrow and would be there. And we know that he's expected to release his VP pick on the 17th. So please, world, pray.
Yep.
Pray for all the coverage of this area. And then let's discuss it, guys, because, okay, the only thing in my head right now is what they did on J6. So hopefully everything will be arrested, you know, for not abiding with the rules of protesting, and that they won't be attacking our own. But we do know about the FB lies and the C, you know, lies A and all those things. You know, I love listening to Ivan Raiklin speak about that. And we do know that the FBI is investigating a domestic terrorism attack against President Trump yesterday. And that is what they are calling it today. So getting into this, what are our concerns? What's your advice to the people who are going, who are fearless like we are?
First off, I want to talk about the coverage really quick. Like yesterday when they came out after this happened, they wouldn't even admit that it was a shooting. Loud noises caused President Trump to lower himself at the event, and he was escorted away. That's basically what the coverage was, when everybody in, with that brain that saw that knew that he was being shot at. Then I saw a press release that was for the press themselves that was basically telling them, do not call this an assassination attempt or a shooting unless the police come out and say so, because we're trying, basically they're trying to minimize it. Now what they're trying to do at this upcoming event is they're trying to minimize the security. They're trying to maximize the opportunity for anybody to come in and be a threat and to rile this up and turn this into a bad event. Okay, let's just say this. The left is the vehicle to the destruction of the United States of America, but the right paved the damn road, okay? And the establishment that we're dealing with, you know, it's an infection that we have in this country. It runs in this country like a cancer. It's sick. It's disgusting. It's disgraceful. It's called the Uniparty. It's called, you know, these congressmen all being escorted around by an APEC guy or whatever it might be. But there's a lot of different things that are happening that aren't for our benefit. It's time to take control of the message. It's time to pay attention. It's time to get laser focused. If yesterday didn't wake you up and get you with laser eyes, I don't know what will. But know that this is what they're going to continue to try to do. And the people that are supposed to be on our side, the RNC, they're not making it easier. They're not making it safe. The Secret Service has already come out and said they're not going to provide extra security. We need to make sure that we're there and that we don't let them get away with this. And we watch every second of it. That's all.
Well spoken, my friend. Well spoken. What you got, Beer? What you thinking about how to handle any recommendations to the Americans that are going to the RNC?
Number one, use common sense. Keep your head on a swivel. Look out for the person next to you. If something feels fishy, assume it's fishy. So cover yourself, cover the person next to you. And if something's not feeling right, get the hell out of that place.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a man and something ain't feeling right, dive on the woman or the child and cover them. That's all I care about.
Amen. Amen. Fitz, what are you thinking? Any advice for the American people that are going to be there, or any of the leaders that are going to be there that do subscribe to our channel, by the way, and God bless you guys for doing that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I can't give any better advice than what Scott just gave. Well, both Scott's actually, but I was going to mention that I used to have so much faith in Trump's security up until yesterday. And I know it's just one or two bad apples or however this took place and they let it take place. Because, I mean, we don't have to go into that whole thing again, but how do you allow somebody a couple hundred feet away to just sit on a rooftop? So I think there's something a little bit more to it, but I don't know what, so I won't even say that. But I did have a lot of faith in that security since he's been doing hundreds of rallies, and I'm sure there's been hundreds of threats, but we haven't seen anything until this one. Mm-hmm. But just as Beard just said, just protect yourself, use the common sense, men, protect your women. And if something smells fishy, like he said, it probably is. And, yep. Mm-hmm. And just, yeah, use the common sense, look out. Cause there were people pointing out the shooter at the event, and just nobody did anything. I think there could have been a quicker reaction, but yeah, everybody just got to keep their eyes open. And was it the RNC when Bongino was getting attacked in the street and a few others? I don't know if it was the RNC at that time, but that was just a real
I think it was, because I think I misspoke that and said turning point at one point and later found out it was RNC.
That was just horrible to see. So, yeah, and if you're going to be traveling in the streets, well, actually, you shouldn't be traveling in the streets in a neighborhood where they're already planning these attacks. So hopefully they got a plan around that. And I'm sure they're smart enough to have something in place.
So I just want to get one word in before, because I think we're getting close to wrapping up. I would be remiss if I didn't say this one thing. Mm-hmm. I can't tell how thrilled I am to call the three of you my friends, and how blessed I am to know you people. And my life has been transformed because not just of the Great Awakening, but because of the people that have come into my life. And so I just want to tell everybody who's listening to this, stop and think about how blessed you are with the people in your life, and never miss a chance to pick up the phone and call them and tell them you love them and you miss them. And even more importantly, maybe you forgive them. That's the best thing you can do for them and for yourself.
Amen. Oh, that's so beautiful. Great. Why are you making me cry? Live, globally, just showed he's going to ball. Listen, Beer. There's so many great things about you. We are the blessed ones. You remember that. And we welcome you to this family with our full hearts. And with all of that being said, you guys, there's been a lot covered here tonight. You can, as always, leave your questions in the chat down below. If you see this later, you can go ahead and hit us up on the social media. You can find BBS Radio and TV anywhere. When I say anywhere, I'm not kidding. It's like everywhere. So please feel free. You can connect with us there. Let's go through our X and Twitter names, starting with Live Free.
You can find me on X at Live Free or Die F3. You can find me on Truth Social at Live Free or Die F1. You used to find me on X at F1, but for obvious reasons of censorship, they don't like people who love President Trump talking. You know, they had to cut our legs out from under us, but we don't stop fighting. We don't give up. So on Truth Social, Live Free or Die F1, on X, Live Free or Die F3, and on Rumble, you can find me at rumble.com/justjody.
Or the Patriots Helping Patriots Network, or the BBS Radio and TV Network. Right. All right. How about you, Beer?
You can find me, if you're starved for entertainment, on X is at Scott Z Patriot. And you can find me on Truth at Scott Zimmerman. And then you can also find me on both at MAGA _ Scene, S-C-E-N-E, which really is run by Mary and Tony and Mark. And God bless you guys for taking care of me. I love you guys. Thank you.
Hey, can we give a quick shout out to 8-Track? If you're on True Social, follow 8-Track Q. And if you're on Twitter, you can type in at 8-Track Q _truth or something. Just type in 8-Track Q. It's going to come up. That's my partner on the 40,000 foot view. He's my co-host. The show doesn't happen without him. I love him. That's my brother. He's brought so much to this Patriots Helping Patriots Network. He's brought so much to the Magazines Network. The entire team with Magazines is incredible, and the entire team with Patriots Helping Patriots is incredible. Now I'm going to shut up.
I love how we've all integrated as well.
Love you, Mark.
Mark,
No homo, but I love you, Mark.
Love Mark. All right, Fitz, tell him where you can find him.
First, I wanted to mention, I don't know if you guys mentioned earlier that today is actually 2 years from when Ivana passed away, and it's just coincidental. I just wanted to throw it out there. I don't know if you knew that, but
no, I didn't.
I'm going to keep mine simple. F. Zimon, it's on the screen. I am on fzimon.com, which is the website. Got a lot of fun stuff over there for people to check out. F. Zimon on Truth, Getter, Rumble. Besides Patriots on Patriot, there's a Rumble channel where I do other kinds of videos as well. And what was the last thing?
You're going to tell me how much you admire me, but you got
distracted. Yes. And I admire Scott.
And your website, please. Your website, Fitz.
fzimon.com. So I do a lot of cartoon work and stuff on there.
Yes, please check them all out. I'll swear in here on the channel. And I am Just Jody on True Social, Jody IE. That's right. And my parents were complicated. Just Jody there. And everywhere else is pretty much Jody, Just Jody 7, just underscore Jody 7 on X. If you're on a lot of platforms, I am as well. You can hit my, what's it called? The little link tree on the top of my True Social. And that will take you everywhere that I am, everywhere you can find me. That's great. So listen, we're going to end this like we always do. We're going to go out on the Flynn movie clip. If there's any truth at all being relayed, okay, this is one thing that every American needs to see. This is the truth that you feel, not hear. You know it when you see it. You know it when you feel it. And there's nothing more real than this. So you guys, God bless you all. God bless POTUS 45 and God bless America. We are Patriots Helping Patriots, and we are going to see you all soon.
God bless.
God bless.
Former National Security Advisor, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, pleading guilty today to lying to the FBI.
Flynn knew exactly how the system worked. He knew exactly what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding. They had to get rid of Flynn.
There was a moment where I just felt like I was drowning. So I'm in there with these other political appointees. They're all supposed to go in there and tell what they believe to be the truth. What they did was they took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
He was, by definition, the most dangerous possible person for Donald Trump to hire.
President Obama said, but I do have one specific recommendation. Stay away from Michael Flynn. He's bad news.
Over time, instead of being pounded down below the surface of the ocean, we started to fight. I'm now above the surface.